Chapter 3.
Okay, Rapunzel said to Pascal, trying to be calm. No big deal. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to say, Mother, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Rapunzel's strong voice grew faint as she added,
For 18 years.
She was beginning to feel her heart sinking. Maybe she wasn't ready to go outside. Pascal took one look at Rapunzel and arched his little body, puffing out his chest to tell her to be brave.
I know, Pascal, Rapunzel said, appreciating the encouragement.
Come on now, she said, motioning to him to hide. Don't let her see you.
Mother Gothel had never approved of indoor pets. Pascal nodded and camouflaged himself to look like the stone on the mantel. Down below, Mother Gothel yelled,
Rapunzel! I'm not getting any younger down here.
Rapunzel hurried toward the window.
Coming, Mother!
Rapunzel shouted. She placed a loop of her golden hair around a pulley outside the window and lowered it down. As soon as Mother Gothel set her foot in the loop of hair, Rapunzel began to pull her slowly up to the tower window. It was hard work.
Hello, Mother,
Rapunzel said, nearly out of breath.
Rapunzel, how do you manage to do that every day? It looks absolutely exhausting,
Mother Gothel said as she climbed inside.
Oh, it's nothing,
Rapunzel replied cheerfully.
Then I don't know why it takes so long,
Mother Gothel snapped, adding in the sweetest voice she could muster,
Oh, I'm just teasing.
Meanwhile, Rapunzel remained focused on her big question.
So, Mother, she began,
but Mother Gothel immediately interrupted her.
Oh, Rapunzel, look in the mirror. Do you know what I see?
She said, pulling Rapunzel into a half hug as they stood side by side.
I see a strong, confident, beautiful young lady.
Rapunzel was puzzled until she